Welcome to TV Tango's Primetime Picks Podcast. This is your host, David Toledo, and I'm here to break down the best nightly TV picks the age of platinum television has to offer. Let's get to it. On Monday, the History Channel will observe President's Day with a special landmark two-night event called Presidents at War. The two-night History Channel series will tell stories of eight men who served in active duty and who would later become presidents of the United States, telling stories of Dwight D. Eisenhower, John F. Kennedy, Lyndon B. Johnson, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, and George H.W. Bush. The special will show these men becoming leaders who steered the nation through conflict and turmoil, fueled by the lessons they learned during the 20th century's defining war and the country's darkest hour. The story will highlight their war experiences and how they emerged from conflict as leaders, and how the crucible of war shaped the decisions they made once they reached the White House. Presidents at War premieres Sunday, February 17th, and continues with another premiere February 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the History Channel, a must-see for all history buffs. On Tuesday, we have the Season 2 premiere of At Home with Amy Sedaris. Created by the hilarious actress and expert crafter Amy herself, along with Paul DiNello. The 10-episode second season will again feature Amy's signature brand of silliness as she showcases her decorating, cooking, and crafting skills. Each week of At Home with Amy revolves around a conventional homemaking theme with submersive twists, taking segments in delightfully wacky directions. New topics explored this season include how to entertain teenagers, game nights, caring for the ill, and makeovers. The premiere episode is called Teenagers, in which Amy attempts to understand the complex and unpredictable mind of a teenager, grappling with the irrational fear, utter confusion, and emotional fragility that comes with meeting an actual teenager. As Amy discovers unusual avenues to connect, in a twist no one could anticipate, she learns a little something along the way. Guest starring Matthew Broderick, John Early, Bridget Everett, and Julie Klausner. Let's learn the value of multi-generational relationships and watch the season premiere on Tuesday, February 19th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on True TV. Guru or Grifter, Commune or Cult, the docuseries Wild Wild Country comes in for a spoofing on the season 3 premiere of the mockumentary series Documentary Now with Owen Wilson, Michael Keaton, and host Helen Mirren. Documentary Now is a television show for people who love movies, especially documentary films. The quirky comedy, now entering its third season on IFC, picks apart these films in a different way. Instead of breaking down the information they present, it scrutinizes their style, offering up laser-accurate parodies of famous works. Each episode recreates a movie down to its camera angles and costumes, and can highlight not only the brilliance of documentaries, but also their shortcomings. The most recent two-part episode written by Seth Meyers takes place in a fictional town of Chinook, Oregon, and casts Owen Wilson as a charismatic cult leader named Father Rashabard. Batshit Valley stages interviews with earnest former cult members in a hilarious spot-on spoof of the original Shabardids, dress in an all yellow and black, flail around with pool noodles, and eat only vegetables that have granted their permission to be consumed. Hader and Armisen are notably absent from the episode, but Michael Keaton does make a guest appearance. Watch Owen Wilson spoof Oregon cult leader in a parody of Wild Wild Country Documentary Now in the series premiere on Wednesday on IFC. Deese Is Nice and the Kid Mero's new late night show debuts Thursday. The new show will kick off with Bronx icon Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who will have the honor of being the show's first ever guest on the premiere episode. She even filmed a quick promo with the guys to get you excited. Quote, I'm proud to announce that I will be forming an exploratory committee to be the first guest on Deese Is and Mero. The show, which marks Showtime's first time ever hosting late night talk shows, will air episodes every Thursday. The show is taped in New York City and features Deese Is and Mero speaking off the cuff and chatting with guests on the intersection of pop culture, sports, music, politics, and more. After AOC, the show has other guests already locked in, including John Legend, Vince Staples, Ben Stiller, Issa Rae, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, and Pusha T. Speaking at TCI, the hosts said they don't plan on straying from their New York City roots just because they're headed to Showtime. Quote, "We used to be told we were too New York-centric. People want the authenticity. People appreciate that. Even if you don't understand what we're saying, you watch because you like us and you want to know what we're saying," Mero said. Another way Deeces and Mero will differ from other late-night shows is their no-promo approach to celebrity guests. They're not bringing guests to promote something. Everyone they have on the show is someone they rock with and are not just trying to amplify their message. Watch Deeces and Mero as it makes its Showtime debut this Thursday, February 21. Amazon Prime Video is teaming up with The Big Short and Vice's Adam McKay for its newest docuseries, This Giant Beast That Is the Global Economy, focusing on how complex and messy the global economy really is. Produced by Will Ferrell and Adam Davidson, the eight-parter recruits designated survivors Cal Penn to highlight the workings of the world's economy and the corruption it's exposed to. Each episode focuses on a central question about the global economy. How can I launder a bag of dirty cash? Is money even real? Why is death so expensive? How scared should I be of a rubber apocalypse? Does buying knockoff Nikes really fund terrorism? And is it easier for jerks to get rich? Across 13 countries, Penn meets unique characters in fascinating locations, including a crypto mine in Prague, a corruption reporting center in Singapore, a rubber plantation in Thailand, an airplane graveyard in the Mojave, and a dildo factory in Los Angeles. The show will explore how money, greed, and power impact our world through cryptocurrency, money laundering, death, and even corruption. Tune in Friday, February 22nd on the Amazon Prime streaming platform if you want to learn about how we'll turn into cannibals a mere 2 months after the global economy crashes. That's a wrap for this week's Primetime Picks. We'll be back in your ears next week. Have a good one.